In China, the education system traditionally could be summed up in this sentence: the teacher teaches and the students listen. That held true both in imperial times and under the Communist Party. But Chinese reformers blame the system, with its emphasis on rote learning and blind obedience, for holding the country back. Now, economic reform is bringing social reform, and Chinese parents can send their children to schools that challenge the old model of teaching, if they can afford it. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
The students of the 21st century school in western Beijing are like those in many Chinese schools: hardworking, eager to learn, and polite. But in a number of ways, they're very different. For a start, almost all of them speak good English.
My name is Margaret Jiang, and in this school, I'm in grade 8. Maybe when I grow up, I will be a businesswoman.
My name is Joy. I'm 6th grade. I want to be a policeman.
My name is Nancy. My Chinese name is Zhang Yifan. I'm in grade 6. When I grow up, I will be a professor, English professor, because I love to study English.
The 21st century school seems aptly named. The teachers say they're preparing Chinese students for the new century in a new way. But it doesn't come cheap. In a country where average earnings are $800 a year, these children's parents have coughed up $10,000 to enroll them. It's a further $2,500 per year in school fees. But for their money, they're getting a whole new approach to education. Right from first grade music class, English language is at the core. Parents of the children now learning how to cross the road in English 30 years ago would have been singing the praises of Chairman Mao. Just 10 years ago, such schools did not exist in China. But the economic boom of the 1990s has created a new level of urban rich. And just as with the new middle classes in Taiwan, Malaysia and South Korea, what they want most is a good education for their kids and an ability to speak fluent English. Almost all of the children at this school go to Canada or the US or to Britain for up to 3 months at a time on language exchange. There's hardly a Marxist slogan in sight, and Chairman Mao barely gets a nod. The school has 11 American teachers, including Anna Matthews from Indiana.
It does surprise me how little political teaching there is in the classrooms. They do have some, but it's not inbred into every class at all. They're craving Western methods, and to teach a Western methodology is just the way they're going. I've seen them begin moving from the more disciplinarian kind of mold in the classroom to becoming a more student-centered kind of classroom.
And this is a web page or a home page. And say it, home page.
Home page.
That is homepage.
Nowhere is the move away from old China more evident than in teacher Wang Hongtao's computer class. Wang teaches the whole class in English in a room where each student sits at a brand new computer hooked up to the internet. Wang says in addition to the great facilities, the school's trying to move away from China's traditional exam-based system and trying to get children to think for themselves a little more.
In public school, just train their mind, develop their intellectual ability. Here, we are trying to develop their comprehensive ability, whole person ability, their communication ability and creativity. Not like in the public school, you have to finish my question and in this way and in that way. But here, you can work in many ways, whatever you like.
It's Friday, and Wang's class is the last of the day. The corridors echo with the sound of happy students heading home for the weekend. At the front gates, they're met by their parents, or sometimes mommy and daddy's chauffeur. Audis, Mercedes, and Buicks jostle for space. Song Jing, a 30-something executive in a miniskirt, strides glamorously up the front steps to pick up her 8-year-old daughter. She thinks the education is worth every penny.
it is expensive. But as you know, many, many of Chinese parents, they want to spend a lot of money to their children because they have only one child. So even if it is very expensive, they want to spend this money and save the money from other ways.
The school's administration doesn't want to talk too much about who exactly can afford to send their children here. But taxi drivers and local residents are happy to tell you. Successful businessmen, of course, but also the children of high Communist Party officials, they say. Such are the inequalities of the new Communist China. And while these students look like they're the most fortunate in the country, one educator in Beijing says that's not the case. He says the most wealthy and well-connected are already at high school in the United States, Canada, or Britain. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.